Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. You know, once upon a time, people on the left made it out that whatever the CDC recommended, whatever the World Health Organization recommended, that was the undisputed settled science, and it had to be obeyed.
Until the CDC dropped their mask mandate, and then they went crazy.
Yes.
What do you mean? You can't do this. And then it was all World Health Organization for a couple of weeks there. And then finally, the CDC, for whatever reason, decided to jump back on board.
Well, because of the rise of the, quote, Delta variant. But it's worse than that, because everyone in the scientific community, from what I can tell, and, you know, not that I care what the CDC or the World Health Organization has to say, but I also have been upfront for the last 20 months that I don't care what these organizations have to say. People on the left, however, took their words as unquestionable truth.
And I wonder if these people ever ate oysters, raw oysters. Because the CDC's had an advisory out against those for a very long time.
Really?
But I enjoy them regularly.
I suspect that most people on the left have not, in fact, eaten raw oysters.
Well, they're missing out because I find them tasty.
These are the people who eat, like, avocado toast.
Earth breaks. How do you eat? How do you do? You just squirt some Worcestershire on them or some soy sauce and just... How do you prepare them?
Personally, I put some horseradish, the actual horseradish, not horseradish sauce, and hot sauce, and then I just slurp them.
So right out of the, you just reach in the cooler? I mean, you're talking about right off of the ocean floor. You're just right out there with a knife, and you're chucking away, and you just, how do you?
No, I prefer to get mine from restaurants. Conan, I know you're not a big restaurant fan, generally, but if I get oysters, I usually get them at a restaurant, yeah.
That's a shame, because I was enjoying the idea of scuba diving Mark out there, you know, scooping up oysters off the ocean floor and surfacing with his little pocket knife, scooping up eating them right there in the ocean.
The reason I mention that is because if the CDC has already come out against this, how is your restaurant that you're eating at, how are they able to do this?
Well, they have an advisory against it, not a ban against
it. Is that right, Mark? Is there something on the menu that says, oh, by the way, the same thing they say about the hamburger, if you don't cook your hamburger to a certain temperature, you're going to risk getting sick.
Yeah, that's exactly. Well, yeah, it's even, I would say that it's a bigger deal about oysters than it is about hamburgers. But, I mean, don't forget sushi. Don't forget all these things. I mean, there's often advisories on the menu, and many times the advisories are on the menu because the CDC, says these sorts of things. Look, people take calculated risks in their lives all the time.
Yeah, just look at all the numbskulls that are driving around their motorcycles without helmets.
I mean, that's one of the numbskulls driving around their motorcycles.
That as well, but at least wear a damn helmet. So, I mean, where are all the safety nuts out there wanting to create, you know, law to require helmets in this state?
I hope they
They're absolutely
start.
Out there.
I don't hear about them.
Well, because it's not an issue that they, I mean, not during COVID-19, but there are absolutely people out there who say that helmets should be required.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But they're not in the droves like they are with the vaccine people.
Well, because they're instead talking about the vaccine because that's a more urgent and pressing matter to them.
And of course, you know, helmetless motorcycles aren't getting you killed. But if you're unvaccinated, you can get me killed, right?
Well, that's just it.
It's
no longer about the vaccine anymore. And, I mean, that's what I was trying to get at, ultimately, before we got sidetracked into talking about oysters, is the CDC has said that there's no evidence whatsoever to get a booster shot. Dr. Fauci has said there's no reason to get a booster shot.
And how recent is this? Because we know they change their mind every week. Fauci changes his mind
this
every 3 days.
This is 3 days ago.
All right. So Fauci, tomorrow morning, Fauci's going to say something different.
Maybe. But still, the World Health Organization has come out and said, no, look, please don't get booster shots.
And what's the reasoning behind that? Because Pfizer wants the booster shots out there. That's more money for them.
No, the World Health Organization's reason for that is because they would rather the vaccines go to third world countries that, you know, a lot of people have their first round.
To kill all the third worlders off. since.
I guess, but none of that changes the fact that people in the U.S. are getting a third shot. They're getting a booster shot without FDA approval, without CDC recommendation, without World Health.
That's just kookery.
But these are the people who say the science is settled. You know, this is all about facts. This is all about reason and following the science.
Mark, during the break, and this is why we need you in the studio, during the break, I was actually asking when Mark was going to get the booster shot to go on your next cruise, because you know they're gonna demand it the next 6 months, your cruise people.
At some point, they're going to demand this thing and that thing, and ultimately, you just got to make a decision in life. You know, like, are you going to not travel? Because to me, the most important freedom is the ability to travel internationally, to be able to get on a plane and go someplace else. And I'm willing to trade a lot for it. But, you know, in today's culture, you're constantly trading this thing or that thing for whatever sort of freedom it is you want.
Well, for me, it's being healthy. And that's the most important thing, and I don't want any part of this. I don't want any part of this. And you know what? I used to be. I've had vaccines before. I was in the military. They jabbed me up. They got me. And so a couple years back, I really didn't care about it all. But the after seeing what I've seen in the last year and a half, I don't think I'm ever going to get a vaccine again, ever. Any of them, because I don't trust these people. I don't trust them at all.
Well, these people trust Big Pharma more than they trust the CDC or the World Health Organization or Dr. Fauci. Now, I don't trust any of them, right? I don't trust Big Pharma. I don't trust the World Health Organization. And I certainly don't trust the CDC or Dr. Fauci.
Or Bill Gates.
But at least that's consistent, right? These people who have been railing against Big Pharma for most of their lives, presumably, are now siding with Big Pharma against the CDC. So yeah, this is from Fox News.
Good example, by the way. 2 years ago, here on the local radio, going to town on the opioid industry, and all the people who got hooked. Remember that? You don't hear about that story anymore. All of the Americans who got hooked because of a monster scandal where they were, you know, making billions off of getting people hooked on this stuff.
The company, you know, and I don't remember who it was. Who was it that was producing Lorazepam and Oxycontin?
Mark, do you remember offhand? Because I know they ended up paying like a $2 billion fine.
No, it was like a $900 billion fine.
Johnson got a big fine.
They got railed hard.
Yeah, there's more than one company that's had to deal with this.
It was a family, but they're still in business.
Well, yeah, because they're trillion-dollar
It's not like
companies.
They're in jail or anything. It's not like they've gone away forever. They're still in business. They're still doing things.
Yeah, I mean, this is what they do. So when the Delta variant started spreading, Gina Welch decided not to take any chances. She got a third booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccine by going to a clinic and telling them it was her first shot. The U.S. government has not approved booster shots against the virus, saying it has yet to see evidence they are necessary. So this is not an evidence-based decision, right? This is a woman who is fearful, who is emotional, and who decided to get a third booster shot because of that fear, not because of evidence, not because of science, not because of U.S. government recommendations.
Well, the Delta variant thing appears to be a great deal of BS anyway.
Oh, hell yeah. They can't even test for it. With the rapid tests they're using to test all these people, it's not picking up the variants.
Well, presumably they're isolating some people and, you know, sending
the lab. Correct. They take a small sample, 100 people here, 100 people there, and they send it to the lab and they decide, using the PCR test, which you know how I feel about that nonsense.
Well, the PCR test also wouldn't identify which strain. You can only do that by looking under a microscope and examining its genome and stuff like that.
Well, once they figure out what it looks like, the PCR test will...
You can't see a virus under a microscope?
Gee, Mark, electron microscopes exist.
You can't see a
virus with a microscope that you buy at Walmart.
I'll back off of this, but I mean, I was under the impression that you couldn't see a virus with an electron microscope, but maybe you're right. I don't know. Let me make another statement about.
We figured out ways to see actual photons, so we can certainly see something as large as a virus.
The problem, I don't know that you're seeing photons.
With the naked eye.
Or with an electron microscope.
Electron microscope, no.
Why don't you look it up?
Because I can't just Google things, Mark.
No, that's right.
However, I can say for sure that there are microscopes powerful enough to image viruses.
I'll take your word for it. Will you take my word that since I've been watching this excess death chart for a very long time, that there isn't a single bump, not the slightest of bumps surrounding the Delta variant?
I don't doubt it at all.
The Delta variant may be more contagious, but it doesn't appear to be more virulent.
By the way, it was Purdue Pharmaceutical, $8.3 billion fine.
There were several.
Nope. No, well, this is the big one. That was the one you heard on the news.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you're one of these people who wants to get a booster shot, or maybe you've had a booster shot for the COVID-19 vaccine, give us a call. I want to know what your reasons are. What evidence do you have that this was necessary or even a good idea? 603-283-6160. Welch here. Were you saying something, Mark?
I was going to say something. Especially when you consider that when all of these things were first being unleashed upon us, everyone was saying, do not mix and match these things.
Yes.
If you're going to take the mRNA.
But now they're doing that.
If you're going to take Pfizer, you got to get an update Pfizer in, I don't know, two, three weeks or whatever it is, and do not go outside of that window. It is very important that you don't mix and match, and that you keep them all at a special temperature as well. Remember all that? All the special refrigeration units that were purchased? And then And it's all out the window. It doesn't exist anymore. They've changed their science. The science has changed once again.
Well, this isn't even science. This is just them acting on a whim, acting in a panic to do whatever they think will make them feel a little bit less afraid.
The people who are taking these shots are the ones who are administrating them, the ones that are selling them.
Well, the ones who are taking the shots. The ones who are, you know, distributing the shots and producing them, they're just trying to make money. And the more shots people have to get, the more money they make.
Well, the amazing thing is,
at this point, we have lionized and aggrandized neurosis in America. I mean, this is...
Yes, the more afraid you are, the better person society today
seems to think you are.
Yes,
this is universal psychosis is what this is. They have done a very, very good job of making everyone crazy.
Yes, and placing that craziness on a pedestal. The crazier you are, the more fervent you are, the more hysterical you are, The more
virtuous you are,
the better you are as a whole human being.
That's what it looks like to me.
But Welch and an untold number of other Americans have managed to get booster shots by taking advantage of the nation's vaccine surplus and loose tracking of those who have been fully vaccinated. Welch, a graduate student from Maine who is studying chemical engineering, said that she has kept tabs on scientific studies about COVID-19 and follows several biologists and epidemiologists on social media who have advocated for boosters.
And probably on TikTok as well.
Well, she didn't say. She just said on social media.
Yeah,
so.
TikTok. You got these stupid TikTok doctors, these influencers, by the way, being paid by government and by the big pharma people.
Well, these people are going. The ones recommending booster shots are going outside of the government's message, so they're not getting paid by the government.
No, I'm talking about these TikTok influencers that are trying to get you to take the jab.
Oh yeah, they're being paid.
TikTok, but I wouldn't trust the government on this either. I mean,
no, certainly not.
We saw Fauci say no mask. Masks, now three masks. I mean, there's nothing to believe here. Maybe a booster is a great idea, but the reason that governments around the world, the CDC, the WHO, and all that good stuff, they're saying it's because we need to get more shots out to the third world countries. Well, what do I care as an individual about a third world country? So I took half a shot from somebody in Ethiopia. What do I care? I want my booster, and I don't know what's right and what's wrong, but I do know I don't believe the government here either.
I certainly don't either, but I haven't believed them at any part of this, and I haven't believed Fauci or the World Health Organization or the CDC or any of the others. But I'm also not claiming I did. Welch here says she's going to follow these experts, and she's going to protect herself, not going to wait another 6 months to a year for them to recommend a third dose, which they may ultimately do, but... this still isn't science. I mean, you lose the high ground to say that, you know, you're following the science or you're following the evidence.
When she's breaking the rules.
When you go against the science. And I don't believe the CDC or the World Health Organization or Dr. Fauci or any of these others represent, quote, the science, like it's some mythological thing that has represented us on Earth. However, these people do.
Stop. You just said it. Obviously, she does it because she is breaking the science. She's doing her own thing.
But she believes she's following the science, and she points to several biologists and epidemiologists on social media. She's getting her medical advice from social media.
Who is recommending a booster as we speak? Which agencies are recommending a booster?
None of rhythm.
Well, then she's breaking the science.
No, she's following the several biologists. She's following the priests to whom she has sworn her undying obedience.
Well, the same people also swear up and down that the CDC and the World Health Organization are the law of the land. Whatever they say, we will follow until one of them says something I don't like, and then I'll switch to the other one.
Kind of like
the mask debate.
Unless they find a priest who goes even further in the fear-mongering than the CDC, in which case,
the
that's
level.
Their favorite priest.
Well, yeah.
These social media epidemiologists and virologists.
And, of course, the next move, it's not going to be a booster. It's going to be another vaccine, a whole different vaccine that only deals with whatever variant we're currently fighting, so Epsilon or Lambda or maybe Delta.
Well, they're already saying that, you know, I saw an article on the Drudge Report today. I didn't click through because I didn't care, but it was like, the Delta variant is not your grandfather's COVID, right?
Yes, it's contagious as chickenpox.
And contagious,
but it's...
But the original was highly contagious.
Well, the cold... frankly, the common cold is highly contagious.
Yep, it certainly is.
And the coronavirus... the cold is a coronavirus. Not all colds are coronaviruses, but... all coronaviruses up to this point, as I understand it, were colds. And now we've got COVID, which is this variant that was created in a lab, likely with U.S. government funding in China, working, collaborating to, I don't know, find out new things or maybe wipe out all the old people. Whatever the results are,
you're right on target there, Mark. The old people are a problem. Yeah, I mean that's where most of the medical issues of revenue are going. They're going to keep the old people alive. If we can get rid of them, brave new world. Get back, build back better.
Well, it's not just the old, right? They want to get rid of the obese as well.
Well, if
that was the goal, to present some virus that targets certain portions of the population, then I think we can look at the track of the virus and who it's killed to determine what they were trying to kill, and the obese and the old.
But you don't want to kill everybody. Just
the obese and the old.
Yeah, I guess. But they always need sick people. That's how they survive. So I mean, if you can get rid of some of these major problems, but you can make everyone sick.
Wait a second.
And we're constantly selling them booster shots every 6 months.
Well,
the government's not selling the booster shots. That's Big Pharma. I mean, the governments were doing the research that resulted in coronavirus, from what we can tell. I mean, we don't know that for sure.
It doesn't seem that they intended to release it.
Only an idiot would believe otherwise.
Yeah, but government is pushing they're pushing mandates. They want everyone to get the shot, so they might not actually be selling it, but they're definitely advising it.
They're advising the vaccine, but the vaccine isn't the same thing as the virus.
But
the government's created the virus.
Okay, so we're going that route. I wasn't even that's a whole other theory. That's a whole other conversation.
Well, as Mark was saying, I don't know how anyone can conclude otherwise. It's a bat coronavirus that they said originated in bats in the Wuhan province, where there is a laboratory where the Chinese government, the U.S. government, worked together under the heading of Dr. Fauci.
Specializing in bat coronavirus.
Yes. I don't know how anyone could possibly conclude anything else, and then it escaped from the lab.
Conspiracy theorist!
But that seems to be what happened, and I haven't heard a better explanation. But then it escaped, and they went, oh crap, what do we do now? Maybe I'm wrong. 603-283-6160.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to cut their recess short to take up the infrastructure package passed Tuesday by the Senate. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said the House would return in about 2 weeks on August 23rd to take up the bill. and a larger budget resolution containing another $3-plus trillion worth of spending. The House was originally scheduled to return from recess on September 20th. The Senate has already begun debate on that budget resolution, with a marathon series of votes expected before it could pass. In remarks after the infrastructure bill's passage, President Biden said that bill would be an historic investment into the country and prove that bipartisanship was still possible.
Folks, above all, this historic investment infrastructure is what I believe you, the American people, want, what you've been asking for a long, long time. This bill shows that we can work together. I know a lot of people, some sitting in the audience here, didn't think this could happen.
This is USA Radio News. President Biden called on Afghans to fight for their country as Taliban fighters continue an offensive across Afghanistan. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Biden said that he does not regret his decision to bring U.S. troops home from the country, a move that is on track to be completed by the end of the month. Taliban forces have captured six provincial capitals in recent days despite being outnumbered by Afghan security forces. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby echoed the president's statement, telling Fox News that the battle will ultimately come down to leadership in Afghanistan to make the difference.
No outcome is inevitable here in Afghanistan, Neil. There are plenty of opportunities ahead for both the government in Kabul and the Afghan forces to turn back this tide and to defend their country. I think when we look back at this in coming months or even years, we're going to look back and we're going to see that leadership was the real difference here. Political leadership in Kabul and military and operational leadership on the ground in Afghanistan. That's what's going to make the difference.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160 is the number for you to do that, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We offer you the ability to express your opinions on national radio and on the internet for anyone who wants to do so.
And if you don't call in, we're just going to keep yelling at each other.
Yeah, but that's fun.
Yeah, some people like it.
But if you value that, you may consider joining the AMP program like James Hill did. He's a gold-level amplifier, which means he gives $10 per month to the AMP program. But we don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month. That stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, because it is money that is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you value this platform that allows people to express their opinions on national radio without being censored, you may consider joining the AMP program like James Hill did here. James Hill, thank you so much for the contributions. We are talking about COVID booster shots, though, and how there doesn't appear to be any scientific evidence beyond your random social media virologist or epidemiologist. And it's really just a matter of picking the one who says what you want to hear.
Yeah,
and of course, we've been doing
that for everybody at this point, though.
That's what I was about to say. We're doing that as well. We find our physician who's or our nurse or whatever who says, "Oh, well, this is causing people to have blood clots and be sterilized and all this other stuff." We're just picking the ones who are saying what we already want to believe.
This is true about everything, except I'm not just quoting someone I watched on YouTube. Because, you know, I don't really watch a whole lot of these influencers on YouTube, but I do look at things like, I don't know, the data. The stats, is a VAERS database out there, guys, and it tells you how many hospitalizations there's been and how many people have died after they've gotten the vaccine. It might not necessarily be because of the vaccine, but it's a self-reporting system,
but, you know,
and I have those stats, and the stats have jumped. And Mark,
I've got to side with Mark on this one.
Mark was just talking about looking at the stats of this Delta variant. How many deaths, Mark?
Probably 50 or 60,000 versus
per week, the
13,000 total in the VAERS database. I got to side with Mark on this one.
Most people don't even know the VAERS database exists.
But that's what you're using.
Medical professionals don't know the damn thing exists.
Okay. But the data that you're pointing to suggests get the vaccine because it's less likely to kill you than COVID-19.
Get the vaccine. Yeah, don't get the vaccine because you're more likely to die or have problems, adverse reactions
from the
vaccine than you are to actually die from this thing.
The data you pointed out just now literally says exactly the opposite. 13,000 killed as a result of the vaccine versus 50, 60,000 a week
and they have
killed by COVID-19.
Self-reporting that no one knows about. Go ahead, Mark.
Hold on. There are definitely not 50 or 60,000 people dying per week from COVID-19, and there never has been, and not in the United States.
They're only supposedly up to, what, like 600,000 in the United States?
Okay, well, 600,000 is still a hell of a lot larger than 13,000.
And they're counting everybody. It's probably only 10% of that number is actually only COVID deaths.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter if it's an obese person who dies from COVID-19 and it gets written down as COVID-19. They still died and they were obese and they would have died eventually, as everyone would have. But
exactly,
COVID-19 caused them to die much, much faster.
I don't know about that.
I can say with my own eyes what I've seen. Is I've seen people get COVID-19. I know what the results are. Lots of my friends got COVID-19 and they had different variations of not feeling ill at all to feeling quite ill. I was on, I wasn't doing well at all, but I did have a friend that died from it too. I've had a lot of friends get the vaccine, and many of them have gotten ill, but not terribly ill. And the best I can tell from my limited experiences is the vaccine is not nearly as deadly as the disease. So, Conan, I will not say that the vaccine is as deadly as the disease. But what I will say is you should be free to do whatever research you want, come to whatever conclusion you want, and live with whatever that decision is.
I don't think any of us are suggesting otherwise.
We aren't, but the authorities out there are, and they don't want me in their grocery store, and that's where it's going. Market of Beasts is coming, man.
Yeah, but don't you prefer curbside pickup anyway?
No, I don't. I like to go in and shop. I like to find deals. I like to meet. This is my interaction with other human beings. Otherwise, I don't see human beings. I'm just at my place doing my thing, taking care of my animals, gardening. Going to the grocery store is an event for me. And for the past damn year, I've had to deal with some pimple-faced kid bringing my groceries out to me, and I'm just out there sweating in my car, and it's like, this sucks.
I haven't done curbside pickup once. I don't even know what it's like. I don't know how you get them to bring your groceries out to you, and I'm not interested in learning.
You have to. It's all online. You have to.
I don't want
to
do it.
You get on their stupid app, and you buy things from departments, from grocery stores that you don't want because you want the generic or you want some other brand that they don't have, and so you're stuck with it. I hate it.
Michael Hempton, who used to live with me while he was, dealing with cancer, during the pandemic, he stopped going out, and he would get deliveries. More often than not, they would bring stuff that was not his order. Like, there is still a 12-pack of Diet Cokes sitting in my house that they brought him, and a bottle of fabric softener that they brought him on accident. It was someone else's order entirely. Someone else's $100 order dropped off at our doorstep. Insane.
Well, I never had any issues like that, but I don't really shop all that much either. It's just, here and there. But I do like, believe it or not, I am not antisocial. I'm asocial. I would rather not spend a whole lot of time with other human beings, but I do like to go out.
I like to go out as well. I mean, when the bars closed in New Hampshire, that sucked because, let's be honest, that's about all there is to do in New Hampshire is go to a bar. I mean, if you want to do something after 9 or 10 o'clock, that's the only game in town. So that sucked.
What do people do if they're not drinking after 10 o'clock?
They stay home and watch Netflix.
They go home and drink and watch Netflix.
If they don't drink, they just watch Netflix.
And sometimes they chill.
Or they smoke pot and watch Netflix.
Yes, this is true. Question about this booster shot thing. So now, what is a booster shot generally? The ones that we've one of the means. I think there are booster shots out there. Is it the original vaccine? 100%, or is it a smaller dose? Is it a different dose?
It is the original vaccine, and they're getting them by telling people, oh, no, I've never been vaccinated. This will be my first shot.
I know what they're considering a booster. I'm talking about in general, when you get a booster for one of these attenuated old-school vaccines.
Okay.
Is the booster different than the original shot, like the one shot one, shot two, and then a booster, you know, 3 or 4 years later or whenever? My question is the booster different? Because they're saying these people aren't following the science. And they might actually be doing themselves harm because they're getting a full wallop of the original vaccine when it should be just a little, you know, a little portion or something completely different.
I don't know how booster shots and vaccines work. Mark, do you?
My understanding is that it's basically the same shot, but I couldn't answer with all specificity. I mean, my guess would be that in some cases it's the full shot, and in some cases it's a smaller shot. It depends on the vaccine.
That's probably right. But
so, does this article tell how many people are doing this? How big of it?
Well, it's unclear because the United States, thankfully, isn't keeping a national registry of people who have been vaccinated, and a lot of states aren't even doing it. But there have been more than 900 instances of people getting a third dose of COVID-19 in a database run by the CDC, showed an Associated Press review of the data. But because reporting is voluntary, the full extent of people who have received third doses is unknown. It's also unknown if all of these people were actively trying to get a third dose as a booster.
By the way, that's interesting because you could have people going in and getting more shots, and they're skewing the numbers. So what is it, like 150 million Americans have gotten the shot or something, half the population? What if you have these booster crazies who are going and they're skewing the number? It's the same thing.
I think by definition, they are skewing the number to some extent.
By the way, it's the same thing with the hypochondriac testers, the ones that are getting tested twice a week or whatever. I think they're skewing the number as well of cases out there, of known cases. If you're getting tested every week and they're counting you every single time you get tested as a case, that numbers are wrong. The numbers are way off just because of that.
It's all insane. And there's certainly no science or evidence that I can tell to support the need for a vaccine at all, much less a third vaccine. And I don't agree with the government. It's not because the government has said this that I say that. But these people, they have held the government up as the pinnacle of what one should believe. And now they're just throwing it out because ultimately they're idiots. They're just going to do whatever they want to do. They don't care if it makes sense or not. And we've got other idiots to talk about, such as in Oregon, it's Free Talk Live.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared, and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Been talking about idiots here tonight, evidently. I guess in the grand scheme of things, we're always talking about idiots, really, because idiots run the world. Or, that's being generous. It's generous to call them idiots. At best, they're well-intentioned idiots.
You definitely have your useful idiots. And then you have your ignorant.
No, well, the useful idiots are the people like this who are running out there and getting a third dose of the COVID-19 vaccines. The idiots, the well-intentioned idiots who run the world, I'm talking about people who may be in the House of Representatives or the Senate who think that, oh, yes, you know, we need to pass this billion-dollar infrastructure bill because it'll make the country better or whatever. Like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Probably qualifies as one of these well-intentioned idiots. The ideas that she wants to implement would be disastrous.
Yes.
But absolutely. They are well-intentioned. She's just kind of an idiot and can't see what happens after point C on the plan that she has created.
Well, she didn't learn that in school, obviously, even though I know she's an economics graduate. Am I understanding that correctly? But, Mark, what's this deal with the some idiots in Oregon?
Before we get into that, we have Joe calling from Michigan. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I think it's this point. I think the new mask mandates and stuff are just basically to make the public feel good. The government's never going to admit that there's nothing they can do about this pandemic. It's going to have to burn itself out like the 1918 flu did. It just mutated and, you know.
You raise an interesting point. The government's never going to admit that there's nothing it can do about this because that would shatter the myth of the government in the eyes of the masses, that the government is their parent, is their protector, is someone who loves them and takes care of them and keeps bad things from happening to them. If the government came out and said, oh, yes, we can't actually prevent this bad thing from happening to you, then that would be an eye-opening experience for the people who believe that the government is their primary caretaker, their God that watches out for them and keeps them safe at night.
If this was the zombie apocalypse, the government would have the border shut down tight, and all these politicians, how many times you turn on the TV and there's some politician, Biden or whoever, they're on there with no mask on, you know, Obama had a party, you know, I mean, they know this is like theater for the masses, that's all it is, and It makes people, it makes the Karens of the world feel good to put a little mask on their kid or whatever, even though it does nothing.
Well, it doesn't, though, because I was at an ER yesterday, and I watched one of these very Karens to say to her child, who couldn't have been more than 2 or 3 years old at the most, the child was crying, didn't want to put on a mask, and the mom said, I know I'm over this mask stuff too, but you're too young to get vaccinated, so you have to wear one.
Yeah, Colin, do you really think
and
that
then
people...
She, hold on, because then she proceeded to put on not one, but two masks on this crying, screaming two-year-old.
That's abuse. Absolute abuse.
Karens of the world, they are of the idea that they got the vaccine, they shouldn't have to wear masks anymore, and they're upset about the return of the mask mandate.
Exactly, and that's where I was going with that. I don't think people are... I think there is a small handful of people who really want the mask to come back. But I think the majority of the population, like more than half anyways, I think they're really, really upset about the mask coming back.
Yes, because they got vaccinated on the precipice that they weren't going to have to wear masks anymore.
That's what it was. They said it for a whole year. You get the vaccine. When the vaccine finally gets here, we could go back to normal. Don't you guys want to go back to normal?
Just and Saturday, I was out at the bar with people who said exactly that. These young liberals, Bernie supporters, they were visibly, noticeably upset because we can all tell the mask mandates are returning universally. They're going to be everywhere pretty soon, and they're not happy about it. They're like, look, I got the vaccine. Why do I have to wear this stupid thing? Now they're admitting that they're stupid things. They're uncomfortable. They don't like wearing them. They just did it because, you know, they were supposed to.
Go along to get along.
Yeah, but now they got the vaccine, and they're like, wait a minute. No.
This doesn't make any sense.
You altered the deal.
Yeah, that's because the disease wasn't meant to be cured. It was meant to be continuous.
Yeah, the war. We're always at war with everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, it is the invisible enemy.
Yeah, the war is continuous.
Well, thank you so much for the call tonight, Joe. It's sad to see this, but, you know, I said a few months ago that, you know, I don't think people are going to put up with this a second time.
I hope not. I really hope not.
And evidence seems to be bearing that out. I don't know how far these people are actually willing to make stands, but they're at the very least significantly unhappier about the return of the mask mandates than they were about the initial mask mandates. I think for the first time, I think for the first round of them, they saw them as a means to an end. You know, there's a, okay, this is a bad thing, we just have to do our part and get through it. But then they did their part by getting the vaccine. They went a little bit further. And now they're being told, no, you didn't do your part enough, you have to put the mask back on. So, Mark, tell us about what is happening in Oregon. I heard something about the governor there deciding that it's not really necessary for high school graduates to be able to do math or to learn to read and write.
OregonLive.com, for the next 5 years, an Oregon high school diploma will be no guarantee that a student who earned it can read, write, or do math at a high school level. Governor Kate Brown had demurred earlier this summer regarding whether she supported the plan passed by the legislature to drop the requirement that students demonstrate that they've achieved those essential skills, but on July the 14th, the governor signed Senate Bill 744 into law. Though through a spokesperson, the governor declined again Friday to comment on the law and why she supported suspending the proficiency requirements. Brown's decision was not public until recently because her office did not hold a signing ceremony or issue a press release, and the fact that the governor signed the bill was not entered into the legislative database until July 29, a departure from normal practice of updating the public database the same day that the bill is signed.
Are they having issues with graduating students in that state? It sounds a little off. I mean, you'd think you would hear this from, I don't know, big urban cities and whatnot, not a whole state out in the middle of nowhere.
Going on, skipping here, Boyle said in an email statement that suspending the reading, writing, and math proficiency requirements while the state develops a new graduation standards that will benefit Oregon's Black, Latino, Latina, Latinx,
there it is.
Indigenous, Asian,
so they're
Pacific
racist who think
math,
that Black
tribal.
People can't read or write or do math.
No. Oh, you got it backwards. Math and reading are racist. We have to get rid of it because those agencies are, in fact, racist against Blacks and Hispanics.
But that's only believed by people who think that Black people are incapable of doing math and learning to read and write.
Yes, racists.
Yes.
Exactly. This woman.
They're just blaming the actual subject matter instead of their own racist inclinations. which is common. That's why they rail against voter ID laws. And I'm against, you know, all voting, but voting ID laws, if you ask these liberals in California or Oregon or Seattle or wherever, you know, how are voting laws racist? There are videos of these ultra liberals saying, well, it's because black people don't know how to find the DMV.
Yeah, well, how are they going to find
insane racist nonsense like that?
How are they going to find the Freedom Papers agency? How are they going to get their vaccine passport if they can't get an ID? They're obviously not going to be able to get their passport.
That's why they're going door-to-door in the South where, you know, the black population is higher. They just think, oh, black people can't figure out how to get the vaccine. No, they remember the Tuskegee experiments, and they're like, you know what?
Tuskegee.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks. And they're like, I don't think I want your vaccine because I've seen what you do when you experiment on populations.
Rightfully so. And it would be nice if more of the Americans public felt the same way and even knew history. But you know what? It's probably not required any longer for graduation. So no, that's why we don't know history.
I think it says a lot that one of these segments of the population that has absolutely no reason to trust the government when the government comes along peddling these vaccines points out, oh, yeah, we don't trust you.
Well, I'm here in the South, if you want to call Sarasota, Florida, the South. And what I can tell you is that I've walked into grocery stores and I've had people ask me, do you want a free vaccine today, sir?
holy crap.
Further,
a grocery store?
Signs up. I'm not kidding you. They've got signs up say, get your free vaccine right now. And you know,
they have the same here
clear.
At the CVS here in Kane.
Yeah, but it's an actual drugstore.
You can get it at the drugstore here, too. I'm just saying, if you're not getting the vaccine in the South, from the looks of it, it appears to be because
you don't want
not
it.
To.
Yeah, at this point in the game, it's because you chose not to a long, long time ago.
Yeah, anyone who wanted the vaccine could easily find one and get one today.
This whole argument that you have people who don't know where the clinics are, they don't know where the local CVS is, that argument doesn't work anymore. The people,
they're in a food desert, Conan. They can't get vegetables, for God's sakes. They're dying for a cucumber there, but all they can do is get a pack of Cheetos.
Yes, exactly.
It's the same racist nonsense.
The argument is dead. The argument is dead. Half of the population. Half of the population doesn't want your vaccine, Biden. Get off of it.
Well, it's Trump's vaccine.
Ah!
Isn't it?
If it was Trump's vaccine, it would have been the other half of the population.
Exactly.
Ah, good point. Thanks for listening. We'll be back same time tomorrow. In the meantime, you can join us over at social.freetalklive.com, where you can express your opinions without being censored. That's social.freetalklive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.